I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Madison priest suspected of trying to arrange to have sex with a 14-year-old girl will no longer serve or be recognized as a religious leader in the Catholic Church. The announcement was made by the Diocese of Madison on Thursday. 38-year-old Andrew Showers is accused of attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child, attempted child enticement, and attempting to use a computer to facilitate a child's sex crime. In March, he was also charged with two counts of child pornography possession. In a letter from Bishop Donald Hying on Thursday, the bishop explained that Shower's petition for dispensation from his priestly obligations, which Pope Leo XIV granted. Clintonville police arrested Shower's last August after he agreed online to meet in person with a minor who was actually an undercover sergeant posing as a teenage girl. Shower's pleaded not guilty last summer to multiple charges, including attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child. A status conference in the two Waupaca County court cases is scheduled for July 29th. In 2022 and 2023, Shower served at churches in Berlin and Green Lake. A jury trial is scheduled in October in Fond du Lac County Court for the 33-year-old Fond du Lac child care worker suspected of breaking a three-month-old baby girl's arm. Ashley Karshnick of North Fond du Lac is charged with a felony count of child abuse, recklessly causing harm. A four-day trial is scheduled for October 19th through the 22nd. The charge against Karshnick stems from an alleged incident at Lily Pad Daycare in Fond du Lac last October 13th. Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman says a report to the county board this week about the county jail offered little new information. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Tom Weber of Just Us Service told supervisors that according to jail bed forecasting, the county will need 450 beds in the next 15 years.
If we're already at, you know, say close to 300 beds right now, and he's forecasting a need for 450 in 15 years, what does that tell you about our society?
When it comes to alternatives to incarceration, Weber recommended creating a criminal justice coordinating committee. Kaufman says it doesn't make sense to create another committee if it can't come up with solutions.
In the end, it's probably not really, it's not going to really make some big reduction number. So it's a little bit conflicting to me.
The county is exploring options to building a new jail and or justice center. The state is pressuring the county to build a new jail or do something with the facilities it currently has. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
Unemployment rates decreased in all 72 counties in Wisconsin in May and to below 3% for most area counties. According to federal labor statistics, jobless rates fell to 2.4% in Dodge County, 2.5% in Waupaca County, and 2.6% for Fond du Lac County. The jobless rate for Winnebago County was at 2.7% last month, 2.8% for Green Lake County, and 2.9% for Washera County. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the cities of Fond du Lac and Oshkosh also had lower unemployment rates, with both cities reporting rates of 2.9%. Jobless rates were also lower than May of 2025 for 67 of the state's 72 counties and 27 of the state's 35 largest cities. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.